Lesson 20, Contributions. As I mentioned previously, tithes belong to God and generally are returned to the church in which you are a member. Contributions are similar to free will offerings and are in addition to the tithe. Malachi 3:8 teaches, "Will man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions." Where and to whom do we give our contributions or offerings? I suggest there are several groups of people we should consider. Your neighbor. You don't have to look abroad to find needy families and individuals. The first group of people to consider supporting are those closest to you, like your friends, relatives, co-workers, and neighbors. These are the very people God calls us to love as ourselves. Matthew 22:37 says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Proverbs 3:27-28 adds, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, 'Go and come again, tomorrow I will give it,' when you have it with you." And 1 John 3:17 teaches, "If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" So keep your eyes and ears open to those who are near. There have been times when I suspected someone I was acquainted with needed a helping hand, and so I asked them if they did. Upon learning more about their circumstances, I prayed and felt led to give. Sometimes I have learned of needs in church when a family or an individual has asked for prayer. I have also found out about other situations from my wife. It seems that she has her own connections and is often made aware of needs I know nothing about. When you are wondering how best to help, first pray for the people and then ask God if He wants you to be a part of the answer. The answer doesn't always have to be money. Offer to wash their car, take their kids for a trip to the park, or mow their lawn. There are many practical ways to help, and all of them will be a blessing. God will lead you. I always want to make sure I'm not saying, "Be warmed and be fed," and then turning my back and walking away. That would not be loving my neighbor. James 2:15-16 says, "If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things they need for their body, what good is that?" The widows and the fatherless. James 1:27 tells us, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world." Widows and orphans are always on God's heart and worthy of our support at any time. I put single mothers in the same category as widows. Many single moms have been deserted by men who are not supporting them, and they need to be helped and encouraged. Their children might also be considered fatherless. Taking them under your wing and mentoring them might be the best thing you can do for them. Christian workers at home. Other members of the body of Christ to whom we can contribute are full-time Christian workers at home, like your pastor or minister. As I read the Old Testament and come across verses that apply to the Levites, I think of my pastor. In the book of Nehemiah, the people were rebuked for not caring for the Levites, which forced them to abandon the work of God. They were compelled to work in the fields to meet their daily needs. Nehemiah 13:10, "I also found out that the portions of the Levites had not been given to them, so that the Levites and the singers who did the work had fled each to his field." If a first person is called to preach the gospel, he should be encouraged and recompensed accordingly. Unfortunately, many Christian workers are underpaid. Encourage them by giving in addition to their salary. 1 Timothy 5:18, For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages. Doing unto others as you would have them do to you is always the best attitude to have when supporting individuals. In a few years, you will have a better understanding of what it takes to support a family. When our family lived in the church parsonage in Georgia, where I served as pastor, there was one couple who would give us a significant check every year, which we used for buying Christmas gifts. Money was scarce, and it was a huge blessing to us to be able to buy gifts for others. Their generosity touched our hearts, and Sandy and I still recall their contribution to this day. It was intensely practical and met a specific need that we had. Christian workers abroad. Then there are your brothers and sisters in Christ who are laboring in a different country and in a different culture. When I read about the adventures of Paul in Acts, I associate him with a foreign missionary who is taking seriously the Great Commission to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, Matthew 28:19. These men and women need our help. It is difficult for me to remember to regularly support missionaries laboring abroad because they are often out of sight and therefore out of mind. I have had many opportunities to travel overseas and stay in the homes of people whom God has called to preach the gospel and plant churches in foreign countries. My eyes have been opened to the needs of the world and how difficult it is to learn a second language and become acclimated to a different culture than that of the United States. My perspective has changed as I have seen their need for earnest prayer and financial assistance. If you attend a Christian college, some of your fellow students will no doubt be led to serve God in this manner. Keep in touch with them as they serve. Perhaps you will have a chance to pray for and send contributions to missionaries through your local congregation. I have been greatly impacted by attending mission conferences and learning about what God is doing to spread the gospel to every people, tribe, tongue, and nation. The added benefit of sharing your resources with missionaries and others serving abroad is that when you invest in their ministry, it will incline your heart to them in prayer. I have prayed so much more for India because of a children's home in Kerala that we were involved with. The same is true for many of the missionaries we have supported over the years. Put your treasure there, and your heart will be more inclined to follow. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:21. If you are led to partner with missionaries in Europe or some other industrialized country, recognize their expenses are going to be higher than an indigenous worker in the hill country of India. The cost of living is so much higher. Expect their needs to be similar to your own in the U.S. Most individuals serving the Lord in full-time ministry will tell you their greatest need is prayer. Giving to them should increase your supplications on their behalf, but watch that it doesn't replace your prayers of faith. Give and pray. And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, help us to work with you in caring for the poor and needy. Give us discernment where and how to give in a way that truly helps us love our neighbors as ourselves. Thank you for the privilege of supporting your servants at home and abroad. Bless us so we might bless others. In Jesus' name, amen.